Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you're listening to VFN radio, and I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studio is Cindy Granger.
Good morning.
I know that I told you we were going to talk today about, Stuckneck and the flame, what's happening in the regards to the cyber warfare and all the things that are happening. And we're going to talk about that, but we want to focus. We're glad to have Cindy in the studio with us and Brianna. And with the election taking place, it's very significant because in 2008, it was prophesied by John Paul Jackson of Streams Ministries that, you know, when you see the president of Egypt come down, that's when it all begins. I mean, it wouldn't even be, how could they, you know, it's only God would know to tell John Paul that. And we also the Elijah storm. You can go to VFNTV.com or go to your Android app store and download the app at VFNTV.com if you're just listening on your mobile devices to the Elijah storm. And remember the Elijah storm, when you think about the spirit of Elijah, that it was a confrontation between the spirit of Elijah and spirit of Jezebel. And it was over, you know, the leadership. Yeah. And remember this, and to all the churches that's listening, because the VFN radio broadcast is to the church. It's to those who have gone astray to help lead you back, and to those that are being drawn to God. So we're not broadcasting to the world. I mean, although that you may be listening, if you want to understand our perspective, we're talking to the church, which is a people, believer. And we're talking to those that have gone astray who once walked with God. And we're talking to those who God's bringing into themselves. But when in the battle between Elijah and Jezebel was that it was for the leadership of God's people.
Right.
It was for the leadership. It was the leaders are always the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, somebody said once, you just need to follow. And they said, well, it's hard to submit to a moving target.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You know, and leadership needs to get stable. We need to, get with God.
Right.
And we need to be just steady in the things of God, because the sheep will follow a stable, confident shepherd, and the shepherd needs to be following God. And the Lord says, if you won't shepherd my people, if everything is about you, I will raise up shepherds myself that will shepherd my people. And that's what I really truly is happening now. That even if you are a shepherd today, I mean, you can change it if you're doing things for the wrong motives and the wrong reasons. Listen, God knows it already.
Mm-hmm.
So just repent and start again. It's the beauty of the cross, and just tell your people that at this point I've been running my own kingdom, but from this point on it's all about God's kingdom.
Right.
And we'll follow Him, even if that means when Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood," that the crowd left Him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go, "Oh my goodness, oh no, what are we gonna do?" He just looked at his few and said, "What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you gonna go?" And then Peter, who would eventually deny him, said, "I'm with you all the way. Where else can I go?" Right? And so we're all Peter, right?
Right.
And so yeah, right. If y'all couldn't hear that, Pat wasn't on mic, but it was a loud, right? And so, but we have to understand that, what we're talking about is it's horrific storm being formed. And so John Paul Jackson prophesied in 2008 that as soon as you would see Mubarak, the president of Egypt, come down, it would begin. And you can go to Streams Ministries and see that. But you also can go to VFNTV.com and listen to the Elijah storm. And for 10 years, we prophesied. I know I prophesied. Just it was just driven. I couldn't stop. And no matter where I was, no matter what we were doing, I was just delivering that Malachi 4:5-6.
Yeah.
And then in 2008, when I was in my office, God shows up in my office that Sunday morning, and I was just preparing to minister that Sunday morning, And it, his presence was so strong. I mean, it just showed up. I literally just jumped to my feet.
Mm.
You know, I knew just the awe of God was in my office. And the presence of the Lord was just there. And you just like, you stand up, you know. It's like, yeah, so, you know, it was like, you don't just slouch yes, around. And so I stood up and the Lord said to me that they didn't turn.
Mm.
You know, that he says, that the before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, that he would send Elijah, and the spirit of Elijah is how we say it, you know, because the words we speak are spirit of the flesh counts for nothing. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers, or the children to the fathers, or else he'll smite the earth with a curse.
Mm.
You know, it's like we didn't bring that part up too much. And so, you know, because I thought my perspective originally was that that it's going to be bad. It's going to be over if we don't turn our hearts. And what I found out it was that is, you know, God lets you know what he's doing. And we know in part and prophesy in part that he was going to actually escalate the environment to motivate us to turn our hearts. Right.
Yes.
And so he said in my office to me that they haven't returned. Stop the prophecy.
Mm.
Just stop it. And immediately that's when earthquakes begin to happen, you know, and Haiti and all these different things begin to shake. And it was interesting in Haiti that when you watch the footage, because, you know, there's Christians in Haiti,
right?
You know, but there's a lot of witchcraft, voodoo, and all the stuff. And supposedly, you know, sometime back they made a pact, you know, with the devil to be this present generation, but past generations. And it's just a lot of demonic things happening on that place. And that, but they were all screaming, running down the street going, this is God. This is God. We've sinned. It's like, isn't that wild? It's just like, oh my goodness. Why do we have to wait for everything to fall apart to say, this is God?
Right.
Right.
That, yeah, absolutely. And it's scary, you know, that they knew.
Yeah, they knew.
You know, they knew.
You want to go,
really? No. Really?
You know, you knew all along, you know, and it's just like people, you don't play with your destiny. You don't play with eternity because, you know, at one point, no matter when the Lord's going to return, you know, everybody that argued about when the Lord was coming back 100 years ago, they're all either with him or in hell because they're dead.
That's right.
Right? There may be a few people that's 102 or 125. But I would kind of like to be in the presence of the Lord at that
Amen.
Point.
No.
Will me over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to Lakeland. So, you know, you can find out more, by the way. Go to VFNTV.com and listen to the Elijah Storm. Listen to, you know, become a free subscriber. You don't have to be a subscriber to listen to the Elijah Storm, but you need to be a subscriber. Subscribe for free at VFNTV.com or on your app. You can do that, I believe. But and listen to America, Christianity, America, Israel, and Islam, because you know, you have Christians trying to save America, not realizing that America is a byproduct of Christians.
Right.
It's a byproduct of people, the pilgrims who wanted to come to a land that they could freely worship God.
Yeah.
So if we try to grab America, you know, we're, you know, and I'm not against, we're running after two Mormons to give us our news and to be our president, you know, and we're just jumping behind. And it's, you know, he's probably a great father, a good man, good businessman, all that kind of stuff. But Mormonism is not Christianity.
Right.
I mean, it's just not, you know, and it started in upstate New York with Joseph Smith, who said that the whole church was an apostate and Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. So to believe that statement alone is to say Jesus was a liar.
Mm.
And there's a lot to that, but that's what happened. And so then an angel came down and laid hands on Joseph Smith and delivered the priesthood anointing. And that's where it all began in Mormonism. So it's like a reboot. Of, you know, and so now the church's only hope is as a Mormon. And so we have leaders of large gatherings of Christians standing up and saying that it's the same gospel.
Ugh.
It's the same Jesus, you know, and the church doesn't, first of all, the Americans don't know the Constitution.
Right.
They don't realize that's actually what holds us to. That's what we do all the time. The church doesn't know the word of God, you know, and it's like, do we even know? We had so many traditions taught to us about even America that we left our original intent of the Constitution. Now we left our original intent of God. And it's like, we're going to have to wake up.
Right. And, you know, our nation was founded on Christianity. Yeah. It was. I don't care who you are. You know, that's just the truth.
Right.
And when, you know, we came over here, it was freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. But right. religion in itself at that point was a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it was very much interwoven with the Word of God, and the fabric of America at that time was Christianity. And we still have great Christians, and it's still a Christian nation.
Right.
And it's time for the church to rise up and be the church and do exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We kind of just been a little bit lethargic here lately and go into the Bless Me of the Month Club and, you know, just going, you know, very selfish.
Right.
We've gone very selfish.
Right.
And we shouldn't be that way. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be laying down our life for our brothers and sisters. And
right.
even in the Constitution, you know, it talks about the Lord constantly. And so, you know, we just need to do what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, he says,
you know, they wrote down, our founding fathers wrote down that all of our rights come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And now the church, too, is looking to the government to give rights.
That's right.
And looking to government provision. And so when you're actually going to VFNTV.com, your application, listen to SOS, A Tale Between Two Kings, because Israel was in that same place where they looked to, they wanted a king like everybody else, a government like everybody else had, instead of Samuel, instead of God's form of government.
Wow. Yeah.
So it stands for, you know, Samuel or Saul, SOS. And right now the church is turning to government, and realize that I really believe this, that a lot of things have already been put in place it doesn't matter. A lot of things doesn't matter who's going to be next, because there's so many regulations that have been put in place to do exactly like what God said to Israel. Okay, you know, you want a king like them? Then this is what's, if you want to turn to government for your help, they're going to take your best men.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to charge you the most taxes. They're going to take your property. They're going to take all these different things. And they said, on top of all that, they still wanted a king. They weren't satisfied with God's form of government. And you know, the world's one thing.
Yeah.
But God's people turning to government.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's bad because, see, to me, when I look at the government today and I see men and women who are supposed to be serving the people, that was the intent, was that you go find out what the people need and you go and lay it before everybody. This is what the people in this area need. But to run after everything, that it's like an entitlement. Everybody thinks they're entitled to get food stamps, or they're entitled to get cash assistance, or they're entitled to get free housing, or they're entitled, you know. And yeah, there's a need. Yeah, there's a need for stuff. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I don't think it's wrong that you ever have to do that stuff. But I do think that when we look to that solely without looking to God, and we depend on the government instead of God, then we've made government our God.
That's exactly it. And the government in itself is not bad.
Right.
Obviously, it's established by God in Romans 13:1-5. But when government becomes your God.
Yeah.
Then that's when you look to government for provision,
right?
You know, and you look for government to protect you instead of God doing it through your government. He says, all authority is established by God. And he says, they're your servants to do you good. They're to protect you. Mm-hmm. They don't bear the sword for anything. And so God will touch your government and your police officers and your, you know, your leadership. If you pray for those in authority over you and you don't make them God.
Right.
And they will they will do things because God is, they're his servants to do you good.
Right.
Not harm. But when you turn from their source of power and strength and turn to them as your God, then that's when you made a mistake. And that's what Israel did. They turned from, and that's where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and believe it or not, that even though in the natural sense, you think if I take my eyes off of government, and I spend my time focusing on Jesus, if I turn off all the newscasts and all the prognostications that happen every 30 minutes or something, that the world won't fall apart and you will come back together again.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, you know, the Lord will lead you and direct you.
Yes.
You know, one man, I think about Charles Seymour, you know, in the Azusa Street revival, that, you know, one man was desperate for God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the religious folk was against him, and he had a huge adversary. You know, he was African-American, and even his, quote, spiritual father, unquote, you know, that they wouldn't even let him sit in the room with them when they were training up in ministry. He had to sit outside the the room with the window open.
Wow.
And this is like 1906. Mm-hmm. And he stays steadfast in that. And so he goes to, you know, California, and he begins to believe for a move of God. People say, no, or whatever. So he goes back to a rented room, I think, in a boarding house, and he gets on his knees and begins to cry out to God for revival.
Mm-hmm.
And God pours himself out because one desperate, humble African-American man who loved God, and God just broke heaven loose for this man.
Yes.
And it just exploded. Azusa Street exploded all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And many people today, I mean, Amy Simple McPherson, you know, the Four Square Church and missionaries went around the world. People were getting filled with the Spirit, and they were speaking in tongues that were like different languages. And so if they sounded Mandarin to them, they sent them to China. If it sounded Spanish to them, they sent them to Mexico.
Wow, cool.
You know, and they were just sending missionaries all over the place. And, mm-hmm. but it happened because one man, you know, decided to humble himself and was desperate for mm-hmm. a move of God. And there's plenty of them like that, and that you can make a difference. It's not contingent upon your government. It's contingent upon how hungry are you? How willing are you,
yeah.
you know, to desperate are you to see God move? You know, are you desperate? Are you willing to put everything in that way?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.